Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the KD Sports Arena podcast. I am KD. This is the Sports Arena. Got a good show lined up for you this week on the podcast. I'm going to be doing some reminiscing here. Best college football game I've ever seen. We've got a big Saturday of college football ahead of us this week. Big games in the SEC West, big game at Notre Dame Stadium, big game on the West, two big games on the West Coast in the city of LA tonight. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some games that that made me fall in love with college football this week. The best game that I ever attended live, and I'll also tell you my opinion of the top five games of my lifetime. And my lifetime is 1985 to this year, 2015. Now, obviously, there have been some good games this year, but they won't be on this particular list. So join me for the conversation. Call 347-308-8219. Got a lot of lines open for you. Also, you can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/KD Sports Arena, to read my posts. Also, go to my Twitter feed, twitter.com/KamariD. I like to live tweet games when I'm attending. I like live tweet games when I'm watching on TV and the such. And you can also listen to this podcast and the other podcasts on the Blog Talk Radio Archive. Today's show is about college football, obviously. It's college football season. But I'm going to take a look back. I'm going to take a look back at some of the best games that I've ever watched, either live or on TV, and then I will allow you the chance to tell me what your favorite game of all time was as well. Now, this week is going to be a little bit shorter podcast than normal because I'm basically just going to talk to you about things that I have enjoyed as a college football fan. For as long as I can remember, I've been a huge fan of college football. But on this particular night in 2003, I was a student at the University of Miami. And at the University of Miami, as we all know, at this particular period of time, Miami was on its way up, on its way actually down from their national championship back in 2001. Back in 2002, the missed call against Ohio State, they lose the national championship. Well, 2003, the Miami Hurricanes were ranked number 3 in the nation. They took on number 18, Florida. It was my first trip ever to the Orange Bowl. It was one of my one of the places that I've always wanted to go to. And well, the funny thing was there were a couple of Miami, Florida State games back in the early 2000s that basically made my decision of where I wanted to go to school. So I was at the University of Miami, and there was a train that took you to a bus that took you to the Orange Bowl, and the Orange Bowl was stuck in a very rough neighborhood. They always seem to put the stadiums in rough neighborhoods for some reason. So we're here at the Orange Bowl, and I'm there with the friends that I just made down there in Miami, and we're sitting there watching the Miami-Florida game, and everyone is hyped. Everyone is just ready to go. It's the first home game of the year. You know, of course, it's the University of Miami, so they always know how to party down there. The opening kickoff, Devin Hester returns the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Everyone goes crazy, but then the bottom fell out. Florida proceeds to score 33 of the next 36 points. They go down 33-10, and everyone is silent. Everyone is completely silent in the stadium. Every time that, you know, Miami seemed to get some kind of offense going early on in that game, Florida just had an answer for them. So it's 33-10 at halftime, and we're just sitting there, and we're just like, oh, my goodness. Like, what is going on? You know, everyone is worried, and I'm just sitting there thinking, oh, well, you know, it's the second half. You never know what's going to happen. And so Miami starts to make a comeback. It goes to 33-17, then it's 33-24. And then eventually, Miami finally takes the lead at 38-33 with about 2 minutes left. Sean Taylor with the big interception, and that ended the game. I actually went to a Kansas State game. The first college football game I went to in my entire life was a Kansas State game. I don't even remember who they were playing because we were so young. We used to live in Fort Riley, Kansas, was about an hour away from Manhattan. And we finally went to a Kansas State game, and it was great. It was a great, great time, great atmosphere. My brother, who was who's 5 years younger than me, he ended up trying to do the Willie Wildcat dance of the KSU dance. He used to do that all the time to make us laugh. He still does things to make us laugh to this day. So that was really the first time I really got to watch college football, and I really enjoyed it. And I've been to so many different games. I went to so many different games at the University of Miami. And then after I left the University of Miami, I started working for the advertiser, and I've been going to games here for the last couple of years. But that was definitely the most fun I've ever had a football game. I lost my voice that night. It was just an incredible night. Miami ended up winning 38-33. It was a terrific night. Now I'm going to tell you about my favorite games, the top five games of my lifetime. is the number to join me on this podcast this week. Let me know the best game you've ever attended or ever watched live, and let me know who you root for every Saturday. And every Saturday, we wait with the anticipation of what games are going to be the most hyped games of the week are going to go from good games to great games, or go from great games to extraordinary games, or go from extraordinary games to all-time games, games that stand the test of time, games that you always remember where you were when certain plays happened, when that certain game happened that you couldn't turn away from. Those are the games that I'm talking about here. So I have a list of the top five games of my lifetime, from 1985 to 2015. Now, I don't really remember many games before 1994. Because that's as long as I can remember. So I do have one game before 1994, but I remember this game only because I've watched it a lot on YouTube. So that's the only reason why I remember the game from before 1994. So I'm going to move ahead and tell you my top five list of my top five games of my lifetime. Number five just happened last year. TCU at Baylor, one of the most incredible games that I have ever seen. The funny thing about this game was that I had covered a game, I believe, at Fulton University, which is five minutes down the street. It's an NAIA school. They play very good football there. So I come home, and I'm sitting home, and I'm watching this game. And TCU and Baylor was kind of the undercard that weekend, along with Ole Miss and Alabama. That seemed to be the main game. But this was kind of the undercard. Well, it was a pretty good undercard because the TCU and Baylor, we all know they like to trade points. They're trading points back and forth. Then in the fourth quarter, TCU has a pick six. They come out. They get a kickoff return for a touchdown. It's really started to change the momentum in their favor. So they end up going up 58-37. But here comes Baylor. Bryce Petty, the quarterback for Baylor, just dropping long bombs right into the hands of the receivers. Three straight touchdowns. They come back tied at 58. They force a 3-and-out from TCU. Baylor comes back down the field. They kick a field goal as time expires to win 61-58. Now, I'm not usually a fan of basketball on grass, but it is the wave of the future in college football, and I believe this was really the game that set the tone for the way that college football is now. It started to change a couple of years ago, but really last year you saw so many high-scoring games. I know 2 years ago in the SEC there were so many high-scoring games, but this was the game that really showed me it has changed, and it has changed a lot. So let me go to my number four game, and the number four game that I picked, remember watching on TV, is 1994. Auburn, they can't play for a national championship, they're on sanctions, going into the swamp to take on top-ranked Florida. And this game went back and forth. Danny Werfel, this was his coming out party, and of course Auburn, they were the cardiac kids. They just kept winning games at the last second. They just keep it going. And then it came down to the end. Florida takes the lead 33-29 with about 2 minutes left to go. Auburn comes down, and with 36 seconds left, Frank Sanders catches a pass among two defenders in the end zone. Auburn wins at 36-33. This was the first game that I actually remember watching, and it just sticks in my mind because I've seen it on YouTube, and I just remember that play and remember how high Frank Sanders jumped to catch that pass from Patrick Nix. He had to jump so high, and it seemed like it was gonna take him forever to come down, and it was just an incredible game. It was something that I hadn't seen before, and it really it was really a great game, and it was a game that I will always remember. Now, the number three game on my list, and remember, I'm taking out the Florida-Miami game from 2003 because that was the game that really made me fall in love with college football. Number three game on the list is Catholics versus Convicts. That's right, 1988, Notre Dame at Miami. Miami number one in the country, Notre Dame number four in the country. This game was basically going to decide the national championship. Miami had come off of, I believe they had a 30-game win streak. They come into Notre Dame Stadium, Notre Dame, and 1988 was one of the top teams in the country. We didn't really know what was going to happen. And the game was very chippy. And this was the complete contrast in eras, in traditions, in personalities, in just the way that it all went down. And Miami goes in there and really plays extremely well. Notre Dame does the same thing. And it comes down to a two-point conversion. And how ironic was that for it to come down to a two-point conversion when just 3 years ago when Miami won their first national championship, it came down to a two-point conversion that failed. Well, Notre Dame had to stop this two-point conversion, and they did. And they knocked down the pass from Steve Walsh. Notre Dame goes on to win 31-30 and really just rewrites what could have been an unbelievable situation for them. But Miami-Notre Dame back in 1988, and I've watched this game on YouTube, and really it's a game that I will never forget because of the fact of all the great things that happened in that game. Number two game on my list, I think it's a bad rap. I really do, especially in SEC country. It's the game of the century back in 2011. Number one LSU at number two Alabama. And this was a game that really was a physical game. We all know Alabama-LSU had so many important games during that time frame, and they still do. LSU was undefeated. Alabama was undefeated. And all day long, I mean, it was a primetime game. It was so important. It ended up being 9-6, but there were so many big plays in the game. And I don't think people really realize how important those plays were. Eric Reed's interception early in the fourth quarter, I think, just completely turned the momentum in LSU's favor. And LSU and Alabama kept going back and forth. It ends up being 9-6. LSU ends up winning the game. Alabama missed five field goals in the game. Now, I was at a friend's house watching it. And me and my wife, we were dating at the time, but me and my wife were sitting there at the friend's house. And, you know, the game was good. Really a great game, one of my favorite games. But I remember how I was at my friend's house. It was him and his roommate. How everything that Alabama did, they lived and breathed off of that. And it was the first time I had seen him like that. And it was just funny that fans, that really showed me how fans get into Alabama football here, Alabama and Auburn football. Because the TV was shaking. It was about to fall over. Every time that Alabama did something good, he was just excited and happy. And every time Alabama did something bad, he said a lot of four-letter words. So as soon as LSU kicked the game-winning kick in overtime, which Alabama missed a field goal, their fifth field goal, LSU kicks the field goal. Me and my then girlfriend, now wife, head out the door because we did not want to be there for the carnage. But Alabama LSU back in 2011 was an incredible game. It's my number two game. Now for the big one, the number one game, and I think a lot of people have this game on their list just because it was one because of all the things that happened. The Rose Bowl back in 2006 for the BCS National Championship. USC and Texas. You had number one USC, Heisman Trophy winners everywhere. You had number two Texas, Vince Young, trying to lead his team to victory. This game went back and forth all night, and this was the final game of the great broadcaster Keith Jackson. That's even what added to the what adds to the legacy of this football game. Texas, I think a lot of people didn't really know how good Texas was that year. I think everyone just thought that USC was going to beat Texas just because of the fact that they just had so many weapons everywhere. But Texas had Vince Young, and Vince Young did everything, literally did everything. He had over 500 yards of total offense. He leads them down the field. And actually, USC had a two-touchdown lead, 38-26. Vince Young scores on a short touchdown run, makes it 38-33. USC gets stopped on the 4th-and-1. Texas comes back down the field, and then the famous play, 4th-and-5, the national championship on the line. Vince Young steps back, and he goes straight for the corner of the end zone. He makes it. Texas gets the two-point conversion. USC tries a desperation heave at the end, 41-38. Texas knocks off USC and wins the BCS National Championship. You realize that's the last time a Big 12 team has won the national championship. That's crazy, isn't it? That's crazy that was the last Big 12 national championship. Could happen this year with TCU or Baylor. So those are my top five. Those are the top five games that I have chosen for my lifetime. Let me know who you root for every week, the best college game that you've attended. 347-308-8219 is the number. I want to end the show with a couple of games that are honorable mention games, obviously. This year we've already had some terrific games. I mean, look at that BYU-Nebraska game with Tanner Mangum. Can he pull off some more magic tonight against UCLA? I don't know, but the first 2 weeks, BYU has really given us some great games, and they should be commended for that. I don't know how they're going to do it tonight against UCLA. I don't think they're going to win, but I do think that BYU will make it a very good game, very close ball game. How about Notre Dame-Virginia last week? Notre Dame with DeShone Kizer having to come back down the field. Malik Zaire gets lost for the season with a leg injury. DeShone Kizer comes in, throws a 39-yard touchdown pass to Will Fuller, and stuns Virginia, really, at the end. And then you look at Oklahoma-Tennessee this year. What a terrific game that was. Oklahoma was down 17-0 to Tennessee. Tennessee's looking like we're finally back. We've arrived. Oklahoma comes all the way back to tied at 17. They end up winning 31-24 in double overtime. Just a terrific game. Even think back to the BCS, the final BCS championship game, Florida State and Auburn. You know, Auburn had a year where they just kept getting break after break after break, and it looked like they were going to do it again. But Florida State showed tremendous heart and tremendous courage. And really, Florida State was more talented than Auburn. That is what it came down to. And Florida State ended up winning that game. There's so many games in college football every single week, every single Saturday, that you can look back on and say, wow, that was just a terrific game. But those are the games that I thought were the best. And again, the night I fell in love with college football, I'll never forget that night, cheering the team back on. And the fact that it was a comeback, I think, for me, makes it the night that I really fell in love with the sport, even though I had been watching it as a fan for all those years. So I do want to thank you for listening to the podcast this week. Of course, Wednesday night, I've got Wednesday Night Tailgate. Should be another big weekend of college football coming up, especially in the Pac-12. There's some huge games in the Pac-12 next week that we'll get into. Next Saturday, again the same time, based off of the major upset in the U.S. Open of Serena Williams by trying to think of her name. Her last name is Vinci. I can't think of her name. Roberta Vinci, with the huge upset of Serena Williams, ending her chance at a Grand Slam, calendar Grand Slam. I want you to tell me what has been the biggest upset in the history of sports? And there have been a lot of them. What has been the biggest upset in the history of sports? That's what we're going to be talking about next Saturday. That's what I'm going to be talking about on the next podcast next Saturday. Of course, I got a live podcast on Wednesday night with Wednesday Night Tailgate. I want to thank you for joining me on the podcast this week. Again, go to my Facebook page, like my Facebook page, and read it. Go to my Twitter feed and read that as well, and get yourself some previews of the NFL this weekend and college football right before you start watching the games. And, of course, listen to this show and the other shows on the Blog Talk Radio Archive. I want to thank you for joining me on the podcast this week, and we hope to see you on Wednesday for Wednesday Night Tailgate.